Hi. Today I'm going to talk about our work with modeling password guessability using neural networks. This is work with my colleagues at Carnegie Mellon and Blaze, who is now at University of Chicago. So this work is about how we used neural networks to develop more accurate and more practical models for password guessing. And something especially important to password security is accurately measuring the strength of passwords. So most of us use passwords every day, and they likely aren't going anywhere anytime soon. And so to measure the strength of passwords, we often turn to modeling how many guesses it would take an attacker to guess passwords using different guessing methods. There have been a variety of different guessing methods proposed and studied. I'm going to give you some background on current password guessing models now. So John the Ripper and Hashcat are two popular password cracking tools used in practice. They work by taking a list of dictionary words, which include previously seen passwords or natural language words, and transforming them using rules. So a list of mangling rules is fed to each word to create a list of passwords. So for example, one dictionary word might be password, and one rule might be append all combinations of two digits. And this would create, you would get a list of passwords with all combinations of two digits as guesses of here. And so Markov models are another well-studied model for password modeling. They work by deriving statistical properties from text by counting which characters are likely to follow other characters. Probabilistic context-free grammars are another popular statistical method for modeling passwords, and they work by representing passwords as different structures. Like, for example, L8D2 might mean that all passwords that begin with eight lowercase characters and end with two digits. And then you materialize passwords that match those structures. And so all of these methods are attempting to solve what is very close to a natural language processing problem. So how do we generate strings of text that humans would create? And passwords are similar in many ways to natural language processing here. Another thing common to all of them is that they try to make accurate guesses and try to make guesses quickly and practically. And so I just showed you examples of guessing models. One important reason we might model how attackers guess passwords is to give password feedback. So one example of something you could do with the results of a guessing model would be to put the model into a password meter to encourage users to make better passwords. You might also want to assess password security in the context of a research study or proactive password auditing. And so this leads us to our research question. We wanted to see if we can generate more accurate guesses for passwords. We also want to know if we can do this quicker or smaller. And so the existing approaches that I was showing you can often take hours or days to give feedback about passwords. And the results, the model sizes are often in the gigabytes or hundreds of megabytes range. So for a lot of proactive password checking, you do this on a large server with lots of cores, and for the most part, what's done in browsers is not accurate. And so accuracy, speed, and size of a model are all important for making practical predictions about password strength. And so we chose the approach of neural networks. So neural networks are a machine learning method that works well on tasks related to processing natural language or translation. Recently, they've been used as the basis of many machine learning technologies. So for example, you may have heard that neural network-based technology beat humans in the game of Go. They've been used for lots of classification problems. And they're also used for natural language problems, like natural language processing, like translating or text or handwriting recognition. So we thought they might do well here. And so I'm going to show you first how we designed and built our neural network password guesser to adapt neural networks to our problem of guessing passwords. And then I'm going to describe how our best performing neural networks compared to existing guessing models like PCFGs and Markov models that I mentioned earlier. And so then I'm going to talk about how neural networks can be used for more effective real-time password feedback on resource-constrained devices, like web browsers, for instance. And so, how do we actually generate candidate passwords using neural networks? So classical forms of neural networks typically only classify text into two different groups, but the machine learning community recently showed how you can use this to generate text. And so before I show you how to generate text, I'm going to walk you through a related problem of predicting the next character of a password. So for example, if you're given a password fragment like passwa, You might want the neural network to tell you that the most likely next character is a lowercase o or a zero or an uppercase o. And so the characters that you're predicting here are the context characters, and you're predicting the next character. And so this is actually a classification problem. So our classes here are the predictions of the next character. And so you can use the neural network to do this. And to train it, you would give it real password prefixes and ask it to predict the next character. And so that was how you predict the next character of a password. I'm going to show you how you use that to generate password guesses. And so at a high level, you're going to repeatedly predict the next character to generate a single password. And so in practice, for a real guessing attack, you might enumerate all passwords that are above a certain probability threshold. And so let's suppose you start from scratch, and you have an empty string, and the probability that the empty string is a prefix of your password is 100%. You can predict the probability of the next character for the empty string using the neural network. And then you know you need to also allocate some probability for the password ending at that point. And so let's generate a password starting with C. And so now we know that a prefix of C has a 5% chance of happening, and you can predict the next character again, and maybe it's this, and then you can do this a few more times. And so this keeps going until you end the password and multiply by the probability that the password ends at that point. So now you've guessed a password, and you know its probability according to the neural network. So this is similar to the way a Markov model does it, except the prediction step is more expressive than a Markov model because you're using a neural network to predict the probability of the next character. And so the neural network can learn higher level things about the password set. So for example, it might learn the length of a password or that vowels often follow consonants. And so you can do this as many iterations as you want and build large numbers of passwords and then sort them by probability. And so this is how you would get a neural network to create a list of password guesses for you. And you can remove passwords that don't fit a specific policy. And so before I go on, I want to talk about some password policies. In this work, we examined passwords from a variety of different policies. I'm going to introduce some of them now. So we looked at a common policy where passwords are required to be 8 characters long. And so here are some examples of those passwords. And so in addition to those common policies, we looked at policies with longer length requirements. And one example of that, of a policy with a longer length requirement is 3Class12, which requires 3 character classes, which are uppercase digits, symbols, or special characters. And it requires 12 characters. And so now I'm going to describe how our best performing neural networks compared to existing guessing models, like PCFGs and Markov models that I mentioned. And so but first I'm going to just talk about the design space and the experiments for our neural network password guesser. We tried a lot of different tunings of the parameters, and you can read more details about this in the paper. But at the end we had a configuration that we thought did best versus the other configurations of neural networks that we tried. And the important one here that I'm going to point out is model size, which will come up again when we try to deploy this to a browser. And so now I'm going to describe a little bit of our testing methodology. So at a high level, our approach was to take a test set of passwords and take each method and guess those passwords and count how many of them were guessed by different methods. For training data, we used a variety of leaked password sets found in the wild. And for testing data, we used both passwords that real people created in the context of Mechanical Turk studies about passwords. And so this allows us to look at a lot of non-standard password policies that you don't find in the wild in controlled environments. And we also looked at for one of our test sets, we used a real leaked passwords in passwords that were not included in our training data. To estimate guess numbers for this, we also used a new technique in guess number calculation introduced by other researchers that takes advantage of Monte Carlo techniques to estimate accurately guess numbers for large numbers of guesses. So now I'm going to show you how it performed compared to other methods. So first, I want to show you how to read the graphs of our results. I'm going to show you some graphs that look like this, and they show the number of correct guesses at different numbers of guesses. And so the x-axis shows how many guesses were made in a log scale, And the y-axis shows the percent of passwords guessed at that number of guesses. So more accurate guessing is higher up on the graph. So for example, here the green line is more accurate than the orange line. So here's a graph of the other guessing methods that we tried for our 1-class-8 data set. These measurements come from the best tunings of those algorithms that we could find from a previous paper in our group. And you'll notice that John the Ripper and Hashcat stop earlier than the others. This is because they're calculated by enumerating guesses rather than using the Monte Carlo guess number estimation for large numbers of guesses. And so our neural networks here do better than anything else, especially at high guess numbers. And we believe this is because the neural networks are good at generating novel passwords to guess. And so the black line here is a minimum guess assigned across all methods. So this is an approximation for the sum of all methods, including the neural networks. So should we just use neural networks? Well, not really, because different methods guess slightly different passwords, and using all of them guess more than just using one individual method. So however, if you do need to use just one individual method, neural networks is the best, is the closest to that line, so it would be the best choice. Now for the specialized policies, the results are better. So here's a 3-class-12 data set. And here you can see at 10 to the 16 guesses, neural networks are guessing roughly 45% of the passwords, while the next best method is guessing roughly 30%. And so this is a 50% improvement compared to the next best method, which is very good. And so this trend holds across all of our test sets to varying degrees. And so the neural networks in particular seem better at more specialized password policies. And so we just saw that the neural networks could guess passwords better than other single methods. And now we want to switch gears to talk about how we use them for practical real-time password feedback. And so, as I mentioned, often feedback in the browser is in the form of a meter that tells users how strong their password is. And you'd like this feedback to be accurate with respect to how strong attackers actually find it is to guess that password. So when the meter says a password is weak, attackers find it easy to guess that the password, and when it says it's strong, the password is not likely to be guessed. However, the current state of feedback is often that you either get very accurate feedback by performing a cracking attack on a large machine over a long period of time, or you do things like counting the number of different character classes or counting the length of the password, which often doesn't correlate well to strength. And so there's need for a feedback that is both quick enough to give real-time feedback and accurate and also practical enough to be used on client-side machines. And so if you look at the other guessing methods, they take gigabytes of disk space. And so this, or hundreds of megabytes, and this isn't practical for getting real-time feedback on client machines. You're not going to be able to send this large model to a web browser and when people sign up for create a password. But so the interesting thing about our best performing neural networks is that compared to that, they were relatively small. So our best performing one was around 60 megabytes, and that's smaller than those compared to the gigabytes or hundreds of megabytes that others require. And when you consider that the small version we tested did pretty well, that the 3-megabyte version is something that there might be hope to compress an accurate model for use in a password meter on a web page. The other thing is that they typically take hours or days to give results on highly parallel servers. And so this is also something that's not practical for real-time password feedback in web browsers or client machines. And so this leads us to our other research question. We want to see if the neural networks can be used to give real-time feedback on resource-constrained devices. And so these are the targets we set ourselves for performance. Ideally, it has to be small, so less than a megabyte. The average web page now is around 2 megabytes, and it's always growing. So in comparison to that, 1 megabyte is not that large, and especially when you consider that this will only be loaded when you're actually creating the password. It also has to give low latency feedback, so ideally below the recognition of noticeability, which is around a tenth of a second. And so it also has to do all of this while executing in JavaScript, which is sometimes challenging to make fast. And it should be also accurate. And by accurate here, I mean to within a rough order of magnitude. So typically, results are presented in highly bucketized way to users. So like your password is strong or your password is weak. And so to within a rough order of magnitude is what we're looking for here. And so for our approach to making the meter small, first we use the small network. And then we quantize the parameters of the model by only storing the first 3 decimal places. So the parameters of the model are the numbers that define how to predict the next character with the neural network. And so this means only storing the first 3 decimal places instead of storing the full 7 to 8 decimal places. And so then we compress the model using existing lossless compression native in all browsers. And so then when you do these and a couple of other minor steps that you can read in the paper, we get our final model to 850 kilobytes. And so that meets our target. And so then to make the meter fast, first we pre-compute an inexact mapping of guess numbers from probability to guess number. And so the expensive process in this is computing guess numbers, but probabilities are relatively easier to compute. And so we pre-compute this mapping. And then we cache intermediate results. So to calculate the probability of a password, you make one calculation with the network for each character of the password. But in the common case for a password meter, you're adding or removing characters on the end. And so the calculation at the beginning stays the same. We also run it on a separate thread to avoid freezing the UI. And so in the common case, you can get the response to around 17 milliseconds, which is below the threshold of recognition. And so we all wanted to do all of this without compromising too much on accuracy. So some of the modifications I told you there for size and speed reduce the accuracy of the system. And so we measured how much these changes affect the accuracy. So here's the guessing curve for the small network on the server, and here's the browser implementation. And so you may not be able to see this, so we can zoom in here. And these little sawtooths are the result of the pre-computing of the guess numbers. And so as a companion work to this paper, we wanted to experiment with this in a real password meter to find out if this actually helps users create better passwords. So we developed and tested a password meter where the strength measurement was fueled by the neural network, so here in this bar. In addition, we provided some human understandable feedback about specific things that users can do to make their password stronger. And additionally, we provide a more detailed interface to the suggestions when the passwords are shown. We can also suggest a better password that is similar to the user's existing password by running different similar passwords through the network and choosing one that's strong. And so we can also offer some detailed explanations about the suggestions for users who are interested. And so does this help the password strength? Well, yes, it does. We run a user study. And here is the graph of users who created a password and saw no password feedback compared to those who saw only the strength bar. And you can see they created better password. But so the interesting thing is that when you add the text explanations, this increases the strength of those passwords even further. So this helps people create stronger passwords. So in summary, we demonstrated how to build a password guesser using neural networks and showed how it can do better than existing guessing methods. And finally, we showed how we can use this to create fully client-side password feedback. And we released all of the code for this, and you could find the link there. Thank you.
I have a quick question. Do you consider the length of the password when you quantify the guessability? Because it looks that if the password is longer, then you may take a larger number of times in order to guess it.
So do we the question is, do we consider the length of the password when we're assessing the strength?
Yeah.
So the network itself can figure out how long the password is because it can carry forward how many characters it is using to predict the next character.
Yeah, so but if in order to get a quick feedback, probably just increase the number of characters in your password would usually be a good suggestion to the user in order to get a stronger password.
Yes, certainly. Suggest passwords with more characters, they're more likely to be better. I mean, but if you take that logic too far, I mean, you can add 27 characters into the end of people's passwords, and that's not going to be memorable.
Right.
What we were aiming for here is to add characters, a small number of characters, that would increase the password strength by a lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, I have a question. Did your training set include passwords like the dice word sorts of passwords? And so does the model take that into consideration as well?
By the dice word sorts of passwords, you mean like passphrase types of things?
Yes.
It worked off of real leaked password sets. So as much as those types of passwords were found in the wild, it does take that into account. I will say not many people used those in those password sets. So it happens sometimes, but not frequently. And then the neural network was not really, because they weren't in the training data, it doesn't usually typically guess passwords like that. Mm.